So Father Chris O'Connor, Vice Rector of St. John Seminary, President of Tyne, we had this trip planned for over a year, and just by happy coincidence, divine providence, here we are praying all along the way. First of all, we came to follow the footsteps of John Paul II. We traced him from Poland to Rome, and here we are now seeing his successor, Pope Benedict, and the seat empty, the seat of Peter empty. And so it's been a wonderful time to pray, to reflect upon the papacy. Some of the Italians in the city have said to us that they feel orphaned. And it's been great to remind them that they're not orphaned, that Christ is present here, and that soon we will have another Holy Father. But the Italian sense of a sadness, of a loss in the great Pope Benedict, and looking forward with great eagerness and excitement to who will be his successor, but more importantly, the successor of St. Peter.
My name is Flynn Fernandez, and I live in North Quincy. I go to Sacred Heart Parish in Quincy. And I actually study at the Boston University School of Theology, but love coming over to St. John Seminary to take a number of courses which I can transfer back to my degree program. And I think this is a very special moment in the history of our church. You know, we've talked about there being no Pope, there's no government, but what we appreciate is the faith which still people have and still flock to Rome, to this great center point of Christendom. I love being here. This trip was planned a long time ago. Nobody anticipated what was going to happen. It's our faith that's brought us here and made this a very, very special time. I mean, Sede Vacante, once in 600 years, and we probably may not live this moment again in the history of our church. So it's faith that's brought us here, and I'm just very thankful for being graced with that opportunity.
Well, my name is Eldonna Lingertot. I'm the director of the Master of Arts in Ministry program at the Theological Institute at St. John's Seminary. We had planned this trip over a year ago, so it is very unique to be here at this time when the seat is vacant. I just bought stamps at the post office, and the Italian press interviewed me because this is such a unique space of time that even a stamp is issued with no Pope on it. It is a very tough time for the Italians. Our guide told me that there's no Italian government, there's no Pope. The president's term is going to expire in April, and so they feel this kind of loss of Pope and government. For us, it's just a real blessing to see the Holy Spirit at work.